Doctors at Sydney's Royal North Shore Hospital have carried out a pioneering procedure which is being hailed as an international breakthrough in the treatment of chronic pain. They fitted a patient with a spinal cord stimulator that sends out electrical currents through the nerves. They say the device could also help patients with other nerve conditions like Parkinson's, as Lindy Kerrin explains.
60-year-old Joe Grewald has been suffering chronic back pain for more than 30 years. He's tried everything from back surgery to a morphine implant. Yesterday, in a world first, doctors implanted a new device to help relieve some of his pain. He's told Channel 9 it's already helping.
I feel amazing, actually. I'm just so excited. My life will change now for the better.
The device is a spinal cord stimulator that sends electrical pulses to replace pain sensations. Dr. Charles Brooker is a pain specialist at the Royal North Shore Hospital.
Spinal cord stimulators have been around for 20 to 30 years, which involve a wire sitting just outside the spinal cord connected to a battery with a computer, just like a pacemaker, really. It sends signals into the spinal cord, and so the person with pain feels tingling in the pain area, and that confuses the brain, and they don't feel the pain, they just feel this pleasant tingling sensation.
Dr. Brooker says unlike previous spinal cord stimulators, this new technology sends signals back from the body to help guide treatment.
So that means the machine can adjust itself to produce whatever set level the patient wants. And that's a big advance, because previously, whenever people moved or their heart was pulsating, you know, with various things would make the electrical signal waver up and down quite significantly, and they would get shock sensations and not be able to use the device effectively in many cases. So this device's big advance is it records the signal coming back out of the nervous system.
And what feedback have you had from your first patient, Joe, about how he's coping with his pain today?
He's I saw him this morning. He's very happy. He's a little bit sore from the surgery. He said the device is working well, covering his pain area. The next thing to do will be to switch the feedback system on so that when he's walking around and doing his normal activities, he gets really nice, smooth, consistent stimulation.
Professor Michael Cousins is the director of the Pain Management Research Institute at the Royal North Shore Hospital and University of Sydney. He says the device could have wider applications and could eventually be used for patients with Parkinson's disease.
This will lead to great improvements in spinal cord stimulation treatment, but also has a potential for big improvements in the nervous system for other conditions in addition to chronic pain.
One in five Australians suffers chronic pain, and it's estimated to cost more than $30 billion a year. Professor Cousins says this device could offer chronic pain sufferers an alternative to painkiller medications.
A study done by the Pain Management Research Institute and Access Economics estimated $35 billion a year, and a lot of that could be saved. At the moment, we calculate that the cost of the neurostimulation system is recouped in about 2.5 years, but that's with existing systems. We anticipate that this new system may be a lot more effective over the long term.
About 30 patients will be recruited to trial the device. The company is also seeking approval to carry out a similar trial in the United States.
Lindy Kerrin.